Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest boasts over 30 years involvement in Junior A hockey. Joining us now is the Commissioner of the Central Canada Hockey League, Kevin Abrams. Hey, Kevin, great to chat with you again, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Man, you're such a busy guy. You're in your 12th season as the commissioner of the CCHL. During your tenure, the league has grown from 10 to 12 franchises, which is an all-time high. How special has it been for you to be a part of not one but two different expansions?
Well, it was great. I mean, we set out, you know, with some objectives to have some really strong and gradual growth. We didn't want to jump into anything. It took a few years to find the right locations, the right ownership groups, and make it part of our relocation and expansion plan. So it took some time to get to where we wanted to be, but we're really comfortable and happy with having 12 teams. We think we have a really good footprint in Eastern Ontario, and I think a lot of great communities with the two teams that came along, and we're looking forward to the future.
Over three decades of involvement in Junior A hockey, more than 30 years. Of course, you started when you were like 11. Was it 11 or 12 years old when it all started?
Well, that's what I tell my wife. But no, I started in my 20s and coaching and really sort of cut my teeth coaching at the Junior A level in my mid to late 20s, and then got involved in higher levels of hockey a little bit, but always kind of, you know, settled back into the Junior A level, which is really where I've had the most success and certainly the best experience.
You've coached, you've been a GM, you've been an owner, you've been involved in administration. You've had a lot on your plate. Is there a moment or a few moments that stand out in your mind that you kind of look back and think, wow, that was awesome?
Well, you know what? My first coaching success that I really look back on, actually, you were part of. Back in 1992, I coached the Ontario entry in the World Under 17 Championship, and it was on TSN, and we won the gold medal, and I was really proud of that moment as a coach to coach some elite players back in those days, and see those guys go on to have great careers and be part of that. So that was a coaching highlight. But I think, you know, I've always felt really positive about players advancing to higher levels, and I think that in this role now as the commissioner, I get a chance to do that right across the entire league, and just not from one single team. So those are highlights that I think are kind of annual for me. I love to see guys make the most of their opportunities in hockey, and whether it's major junior or whether it's collegiate hockey, just see them get to the next level and have our league play a role in that path for them.
Not that you needed something else on your plate, but this is your first year as CJHL chairman of the board, overseeing the 10 Junior A leagues across the country. What has that done to your schedule? And does that mean now you're having to go right across the country, or do you just spend a lot of time on video calls?
No, really it doesn't. Our president, Brent Ladds, is really the operations person right across the country. This is more like a chairing of a board of governors within a league itself. So there's the 10 leagues, and I certainly was honored and flattered to be selected to chair the colleagues that I have, across the country, and I've gotten to know them all quite well, obviously, over the last 12 years, and a lot of respect for those guys that have done the same job as I have for the last dozen years, and it's an opportunity to really share some challenges and best practices, and as the chairman, my role, I think, is more just to find ways to work together and improve Junior A hockey, the CJHL, and work with Brent, who's been involved in hockey way longer than I have, so I feel like a newbie with Brent around. So it's great to have him there as a resource, and he's the guy that's really the face and the top person in the CJHL. I'm there in a supporting role.
I've seen some pretty impressive numbers. 27 players already in the CCHL this season of NCAA commitments for future years, and 10 players from last season are currently playing in Canadian university hockey. How much does it mean to you to see guys transition from your league onto the next level of hockey? And how many opportunities have you had to kind of hook up and meet with some of these guys years after the fact and say, yeah, I came through this system?
Well, you know what? That is the number one thing for me. And I get a chance, certainly to, with the advent of social media, we get to stay in touch with former players as they move along through. I even get a chance to see guys that have not only gone through the system and played at the next level and then played professionally, but then retired and got back into the game. And some have come back to coach in my league, and some have come back to be scouts. And it's great to see those guys that, again, have taken the opportunity that was presented to them through you know, whatever level of hockey they chose, and do great things with it. So it's really satisfying. You know, as much as we all try to win championships as team operators, I think if you ask most guys at our level, they're equally proud to see their players advance and be part of that whole process.
Hey, Kev, it's always great catching up to you. I tell you, every time I talk to you, I just think, I don't know how he does it all, and it just keeps more and more successful year after year. Congratulations, and on behalf of a parent whose kid went through junior A hockey, thanks for all that you do, man. We really appreciate it.
I always appreciate it, too. Thanks very much, Gino.
That was CCHL Commissioner Kevin Abrams, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.